Come, let us worship together. Let us open our minds to the challenge of reason, our hearts to the healing of love, our lives to the calling of conscience, and our souls to the comfort of joy. Astonished by the miracle of life, grateful for the gift of companionship, confident in the power of a living faith, we are here gathered. Come, let us worship together. With these words, I'm very happy to welcome you here on this very beautiful, wonderful fall New England morning. It's good to see you, to have all of us gathered here together. If you're visiting here today, and this is our open house Sunday, where we are wanting to present ourselves to any of you who are visiting either for the first time or have been here from a fairly early on visit, to let us know a little about who we are and what we're about. And we hope that as this service goes forward, you will see just that. As for all the rest of you here, behave yourselves. We've got company. I want to thank, some of you who came in the front door this morning. You saw Jeff Cadell and Tessa Mandra and John Bergen out there playing some music as you came in. I want to thank them for our sidewalk ministry this morning. Very nice job, all of you guys. Thanks a lot. Gary Lewis will light our chalice.
This morning's reading accompanying the chalice lighting is from the book, The World According to Mr. Rogers. If you could only sense how important you are to the lives of those you meet, how important you can be to the people you may never even dream of, there is something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with another person. This morning, as we gather as a community, let us remember how each one of us has the potential to nurture, even transform, another. In a world sorely lacking harmony and peace, let us take that potential seriously and consider it a responsibility of our faith and our being.
Yes, thank you very much for those words, and in the spirit of Gary's words, let's now sing together number 347, Gather.